This is HPR episode 2917 entitled, Star Drifter RPG Playtest Part 07, and is part of the series, Tabletop Gaming. It is hosted by Lost and Bronx, and is about 28 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Lost and Bronx and Friends playtest a new, original RPG system. Today's show is licensed under a CC0 license.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Lost in Bronx, also known as David Collins Rivera. Welcome to part 7 of the Star Drifter role-playing game playtest. Today we have Taj, Bryn, and X1101. Last time, the player characters found a way aboard the derelict ship, only to discover a couple of people in the act of disassembling the interior. The fact that these two individuals were wearing body armor and had rifles nearby was also noted, and the whole idea that these were peace-loving hippies or hobos rather went out the airlock. Also, last time I did a really poor job of explaining the rules and confused everybody, including myself. In the lead-up to actually entering the derelict ship, the players were extremely careful and employed strategy in everything they did. And X1101 at least proved that, even in the future, duct tape can do anything. Let's get into this part.
As you're there, you think you hear some machine noises coming from further, deeper in the ship somewhere. It's not from you hear these guys, but you hear some loud other machine noises elsewhere as well. It's not the engines.
Well, to do anything, either we got to get past these guys or we got to get back in the boat and go somewhere else.
Where you are, if you look straight out, all that deck is ripped up in front of the freeze tubes. Look towards aft, down that way. That deck appears to be undamaged. This part, either they haven't gotten to it yet or just for the sake of getting around, they've left it apart. The lighting in here is normal. This is what you would expect on a working ship.
Okay, so obviously the ship has power to some areas, just not outside where they'd be noticed. So would it be possible to sneak towards 19, aft, without the guy closest to us seeing?
If you have stealthiness, you can give that a roll. If you do not, you can still try.
I do have it. I don't know if anybody else does.
I don't.
Yeah, no. Well, do we want to try to sneak me there and see if I can leapfrog somewhere?
Yeah, at least you can kind of scout around. I hate to just have one person, though. Does the NPC have any sneak?
That's a good question. Hold on.
And her giant armor?
That's true, too.
Yeah, she's got heavy armor. Yeah, she can't sneak. Even if she had the skills, she can't sneak in this armor.
Yeah. She's going to be the heavy. All right. What's she armed with?
A pistol.
Okay. I did mention that, sorry.
Sure. And she does have it out because she saw you take yours out. So it's up to you guys how you want to do this. As you're standing there, the guy that's closest to you moves one further over away from you. Next, these two, because whatever it is, he just curses and says, ah, nothing here. Just keeps going.
Okay, and the guy in the second person's on the opposite side?
Is on the opposite side. He's between, if you're looking on the leftmost freeze tube, he's not between the leftmost and the next one over. He's between the next one over and that one.
Okay, so they're both working towards the center.
Yeah.
I say, let's try it, and you guys just cover me, because if they catch me, I'm going to run and scream like a small child.
Okay.
Run away. away! Run away! Okay. Please roll your stealthiness.
I walk out of the airlock door. I trip and fall flat on my face.
I told you the deck was all torn open. Well, that's what happens. I assume you rolled really badly. So
there may have been a 20 involved.
Oh, yeah, that's a fail. That's a fail. And I do not have critical fail tables yet, so you're lucked out there. You might have hurt yourself, but no, you didn't hurt yourself, but you did fall down. You did fall down. This guy turns around and just looks at you. He goes, who the hell are you? He's just shocked that you're there. And I think it's time for initiative.
I got a 14.
I got a 6.
Six?
Wait, how do you... A 6? What? Is your dex,
it's a d20, right?
Is your dex modifier like a potato?
Oh, lower is better, right? Still an initiative or no?
Lower is better. Yeah, lower is better.
Okay, so I got a 6, so I did pretty well, I guess.
You did pretty well, okay.
Lost and Wrongs, did you change that? Because I'm reading the...
Hang on.
I'm looking at the combat page here, and it says 1d20 plus dex.
Plus your dex is what your... So you roll a 1d20. So he rolled a 6 you rolled?
Right, so I have a total of a 22.
22, that's what we're after. And you rolled a 14, or was that with your dex?
That was with my dex.
Okay, so we got a 14, a 22.
25, including my dex.
Oh, okay, so that's 25. And Taj, you had what again?
14.
Bryn had a 22. And Lyle, D5?
Yeah, I rolled a 14. My dex is 11. So I believe that's 25.
All right, so the way this is going to run down is Lyle, you go first. Bryn, you will go second. Then these guys get to do what they're going to do. And then Margo, and then Todd. There we go. Figured out initiative, which is slower than I'd like. All right, so, Lyle, what would you like to do?
So I have a pair of pistols that I was intending to wield akimbo, so one in each hand.
Okay.
I'm assuming I'm not going to get my full damage from both of them.
Why not? It's a pistol. If you hit, you hit. I mean, you may not get your full dex ability to hit with both of them. But
that,
if you hit,
makes more sense.
Yeah, if you hit, you're going to get the same amount of damage.
So
I don't really have rules for that, but we'll run it on the fly. It's no problem.
So if I'm reading this right, so I don't have combat pistols. I have combat bladed. So I would make that with a minus 2, correct?
Correct.
So my combat bladed is 13.
Okay.
And I rolled a 12.
12 will not do on the first one because there's a minus 2.
All right, and...
Second one would have been an additional minus 2, so it's a total of minus 4 on that one.
And that's also a 12, so...
Okay, beeping. You make a lot of noise, but that guy is hiding behind the broken priest tube, and bang, bang, you miss him. Hey, Bryn, what's up to? There's plenty of room in that door to do whatever you want to do.
Well, first I have to push the button so you can hear what I'm saying. So now that that's done, I will take a knee, deploy my shield.
Okay.
And the question was, does that take up a whole action to do those two things?
No, it does not.
Okay. So I will fire then.
Okay, go for it. Versus your skill. Did you forget to push the button again?
No, I was just rolling. Okay. I rolled a 16 and I have an 18, unless there's any minuses.
There, in this case, there is not. You've hit that guy.
Okay. And let's see what that is. Damage is 1d6 plus 2. Oh, hold on. Let's roll it in the box there. 3. Oh, boy.
3. All right. He took, let's see, his chest plate is a PR3. You shoot him solidly in the chest, but it doesn't seem to have hurt him. Seems as though his chest plate has absorbed that damage.
Need me one of them.
Yeah, they come in handy. Let's see now. At their attack. Okay. This guy, the closest one, he is squawking on the radio, just as you thought he might. You can hear him with your little cracked wavelength thing on your comm, and you can hear him very plainly, only a few meters away from you. We got intruders! Intruders! They're coming in! Deck 2A, they're coming in through the airlock. The other guy in back is trying to move forward, which is not actually wise because he's got to go on that torn up decking. Does he manage that? Actually, he does, but he's going very slowly. It looks like he's trying to get closer while also trying to use the freeze tubes as cover. But because the deck is all torn up, maybe he did it himself, you don't know. But because the deck is all torn up, moving is very slow. He's moving at quarter speed over that. He is able to make it to the next freeze tube on his turn, but that's all he can do. Normally he'd be able to move and fire, but he can't because it's taking up too much time. So that's all that they do. The first guy was going for his weapon, which he actually had left at the previous spot. So it took him a lot of time to get a hold of that and get back under cover. So they haven't actually fired yet, but they did make an alert over the radio. Next is Margo. Margo's going to shoot with her pistol. Why not? Margo rolls an 8, which is pretty darn good. Let's see if she can do any damage. She does 4 points. That's 1 point to this guy. That's the same guy who's speaking on the radio. And finally, we have, I believe it's Taj. It's your turn.
So I think I'm going to take a play from our pilot, and I'm going to unfurl my ballistic shield and put that up. I'm going to try to take a shot. I don't have a combat still, but I do have a pistol, so I'm going to try to take a shot at old boy that's right in front of me.
Okay, go for it.
I rolled a 12.
12, okay. I believe that skill, you don't have a combat skill of any kind?
No, I didn't take one at all.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We have contingencies for that. Let me look. I knew this better. I could do it off the top of my head. Strength or dex? Pick strength or dex. Which one would you like to roll against?
Let's go strength.
Strength. Roll a 20-sided die at a minus 2.
Well, I rolled a 15 and I have an 11, so.
So you failed. All right, you miss. Ba-boom. You are able to get your shield deployed and you're able to fire and miss. Because the decking is so messed up, you can't actually get out of the way this round. Chose to do those other things instead. That is the end of the round. Wasn't that exciting?
Yes.
Good answer.
Who invited Murphy?
Yeah, right. Okay. I suppose we re-roll. I mean, I am testing, but I already dislike the initiative system that I came up with. So let's re-roll for initiative. That's your dex plus a 20-sided die roll. Is that what it was? Yeah. So for Margo, 14 plus her dex, which I already didn't have. This is too slow. Next time I'm printing all of this out, and I apologize, guys. Dex is 10, so it's a 24. Guys?
26.
26, nice.
21.
30.
Damn.
My man.
Your man. Yeah, your man. Everyone's man. Okay, you guys beat them handily. So it will be Lyle first, as just like last time. It will be in second, just like last time. This time, it will be Argo, and then the bad guy.
All right, I'm going to take my my nice twin pistols and still try and take another shot, pair of shots at him.
Okay, go for it. Same guy, same target? Because the other guy is within range and within sight.
Nah, first come, first serve.
Okay, go for it.
So my combat bladed is a 13, so I would need an 11 to hit that.
You would need an 11 to hit
that. I miss both times.
Both times. The guy is trying to get some cover that also gives him a bonus on his armor as well. The other guy, the same deal. But those of you in the doorway who are not splayed out on the open deck, you guys have that same bonus on your side too. So, all right. So, Bryn, what you up to?
I'm going to do what I should have done last time. I'm going to see if I can use my comlink to jam the radio signals.
Go for it. Go for it. That will be a computer's roll. Since you have isolated the signal, there will not be any minuses on this. You've done all that work already. You're trying to do it all in one go. That would be difficult, but this is not, well, any more difficult. So computers, straight up roll.
Seven. I rolled a seven, but I have a 17.
You did it. No problem. You have effectively set up a scramble on this frequency. They would be able to switch to another frequency, but this one is dead now within range, and that will be certainly encompass this entire ship. There is no communication on that frequency. Whether or not they have an alternate frequency, you don't know. But this frequency, you've set up a lot of white noise and scramble and, you know, crap like that. And they're not talking to each other. You know, like you set that up and you see the guy who's close enough, you see him go, ah, and he like, you see him grab at his ears as if it hurt his ears, you know, an immediate response, in other words.
Okay.
So you believe you did that. So no more talking. All right. Margo is next. Shooting. Oh, she rolls a 3 with her pistol. That's a hit. 5 plus 2 is 7. Okay. Minus the 3 from this guy's chest plate. He's not doing too good, this guy, but he is still alive. Nice armor. All right, and now it is Taj.
I'm going to try to roll myself, or like get up and struggle my way back in with my shield into the door and hide behind Malachi. Is there, because he got the big guns, is there a way to try to use my comm to like use our codes to lock the hatches coming in from like that hallway where 11 and 9 and 8 and 10 are, to where nobody can get into this front section?
You don't know of any way that you could do that remotely.
I'm just going to chill here and be scared.
If there was an active network on this computer or on this ship, like if the ship had an active network, that might be a very different conversation. But you don't know of any way to do anything like that remotely at this point. Nothing seems to be talking to each other. Except for that one comm unit to identify earlier, but that is clearly a comm unit, a comm device, like you guys carry, some of you guys carry. All right, so you can't do that. What would you like to do?
I could try to take a shot, but I'm afraid I'm going to shoot one of my friends in the back of the head. But why not? Let's do it.
No, there's no particular reason why you would shoot them in the back of the head, but it is possible to miss, but I don't have fumble rules or any of that in place, so I'm not going to worry about it today. You may take a shot at the same guy or the further guy.
No, I'm going to go with the guy that's already pretty messed up. I rolled a 13.
A 13, and your skill level is?
0.
Skill is 0, but you're rolling against, what was it, dex, I think you said?
Strength, which is 11.
11, and you rolled a 13, was it?
Yes.
Miss. That's all. It's just a miss. Poof. Guys got good cover. What can I say? That is the end of the round for Linda, you guys. Now the bad guys, the close guy, he's going to shoot. He rolls a 2. Okay. So everybody's in that doorway. So we're just going to pick somebody. Or if there's 4 of you. 4-sided die sounds like a nice thing to roll. 2. That's Bryn. Bryn, how you doing?
Hi.
Hope you paid good money for that shield. Let's see.
Me too.
Okay. This guy is using a rifle. So that's 1d8 plus 2. It's an 8. Plus 2 is 10. Minus your armor.
So I have a PR 2, SR 20.
Okay. PR of 2, you take, instead of 10, you take 8 points of damage.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was a severe hit. I'm assuming you stuck your head out from behind your shield at the wrong time. That's what you get, sticking your head out at the wrong time.
That's not right.
It's not. Don't look at me. Look at him. I'm not doing it. This guy's doing it. Remember, that comes off your stamina first, not your hit points.
Okay.
So that guy took his shot. The other guy's taking a shot. That's a 7. That will also hit somebody. Hitting. Oh, Bryn, they love you. They love you.
I'm popular, yeah.
You're popular. Okay. Oh, 7 plus 2 is 9. Okay. Minus your
PR.
What is it? PR. Yeah, minus 2 PR. 2. So that is a 7 total. And that will go off your stamina and then off your hit points if there's. You've taken some serious hits. You still up?
No, I'm unconscious. So when do we go unconscious?
Okay, you go unconscious anytime you get it to 0 or below. Anything below, ignore that. You're at 0.
For hit points or stamina or both?
Hit points only. So you run through all your stamina, then you start coming off of your hit points. When you're at 0 hit points, then you're unconscious.
I'm hurting but conscious.
Hurting but conscious. Just a suggestion, a tactical retreat might not be a bad thing. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Just saying. You're the first one that snapped open the shield. You seem like a great target, and you're buh, 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 buh. And this thing takes a lot of damage for you, but, you know, I mean, in that one round, that shield absorbed 4 points of damage, so that could have been even worse for you. And the rifles are pretty serious, so some damage there. But you are still up and at them. And that is the end of that round. How about that, guys? Okay. Initiative again. So that is your dex plus 1d20. Margo rolls... did I say her dex was 10? She's got a total of 16.
22.
19?
13. Apparently this die is no longer hot.
Okay, and the bad guys. All right, so the way this is going to fall down, Bryn, you're first. Then we have the bad guys. Then we have Ash and Margo, then Lyle. And at the beginning of this round, you see two guys come around the corner way down on the other side. It would be the port side in front of room 16. You see two guys come around there, but that hallway there is all torn up. They are like, ugh! You see them with their hands, you know, in the air trying to keep their balance as they're trying to move. They are moving slowly. They both have rifles, but they are confused, and frankly, they'd be easy targets out in the middle of a hallway like that, and they're screaming, what's up, what's up, what's up? And these other guys, there's people. And this first guy is still screaming on the radio as if somebody can hear him. And that is where we're starting. Bryn, you may do something, if you wish.
Tactical retreat,
no problem. You make it back, no problem at all. You can move and do something else at the same time. There's a possibility, if you wish.
I think we are outgunned here.
I concur.
So I think we should head back into our ship.
So Bryn is moving back. Next up is a thug. That's the close guy. Misses with his rifle. Yeah, he missed with his rifle. The other guy fires. Other guy hits. Of the three people that are still in the doorway, one. So that is going to be Taj. You.
Oh, God, no.
Yes, you. You. Okay, now then. That will be total of 5 points minus any armor.
I have my ballistic shield.
Okay.
Which is the PR 2.
Yep.
And a flak vest, which is a PR 2.
Okay, so you only actually take 1 point of damage.
You're welcome. I drained his pack for you.
They were disappointed. When you left, it was like, we only got these guys. Okay, so that was the first thug. Second thug, he also hits. Okay. And will be, first off, see who he's hitting. Sorry about that.
Margo.
I'm sorry. You were the juiciest target next, so that also is you. Ooh, this is a serious one. Total of 10 minus whatever for your armor. Rolling hot for the bad guys.
So it was 10 total?
10 total minus whatever your armor will do, and I believe that was a total of 4 between the shield and your black vest.
Yes.
So you're actually only taking 6 points. Again, it comes off your stamina first, then you go to hit points.
Got it.
Okay. Next up, Taj, you may respond to their welcome that they offered you. Nice, warm welcome.
Would you like this to do? This is the part where I run away screaming like a small child.
Run away! You saw the Vorpal Bunny and you're gone.
I flail my arms for good measure as I leave.
You are able to retreat. Okay. Essentially, you turn to move and they shot you when you were moving. We'll justify it that way. Okay, Margot is not leaving just yet. She's going to shoot. What else is an NPC for? 11 will hit. That's that first guy. She's using her pistol. And she hits this guy, but his armor takes it. Crap. Takes the whole shot. He's got 1 point left, but he won't go down. Lyle.
I am also going to beat a tactical retreat, muttering under my breath, I knew I should have brought the grenades.
Okay, that is the end of that round. Margo is still in the doorway, but we'll see what she's going to do next. And since the rest of you are effectively out of that combat for the moment, you can do whatever you want.
For the moment.
You can do whatever you want to do in there. We'll handle that separately. It'll be happening simultaneously with whatever's happening with Margo. Okay? But you are effectively, in other words, I don't have to roll initiative for you, only for her, is what I'm basically trying to say.
Is she sticking in the doorway?
Standing in the doorway, yeah. Standing in the doorway. Effectively, she's, you know, I got the hard suit. I'm immune. I'm invulnerable. So that's kind of the attitude you're getting out of this one. And she's like, yeah, you want some? Bang, 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 bang. So
how fast do the doors close?
Close the doors and go.
If you shut the door on her, it will, these things are supposed to stop automatically if there's an obstruction, but fast enough that if, you know.
Fast, is it slow enough that she could get out of the way and come and get step in?
Yes, she could. And if you're going to do that at the same time, then I would like an initiative roll.
Yeah, because I'm going to do that and tell her to get in here.
Okay.
So I'm rolling initiative now. If I can roll it in my box here. 26.
26 just beats her. Just beats her, and it will handily beat the bad guys.
Sorry, 25. 25.
25 is her as well, 25. Let's roll this thing. Maybe basically she's going to get her shot in while you're doing this, and, you know, we'll see what happens, right? Okay. So she's like, bang, bang, bang. So, and she misses because you closed the door on her. She misses with a natural 20. So that's no good. And the door closes in front of her before the other guys can do anything. You hear bang, 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 bang on the outside, but it will not penetrate. Whatever weapons, or I should say whatever bullets they're using, they're not going to penetrate this door. You have closed the door. You have not locked it. Do not think this door can lock.
We can cycle it, though.
Yes, you can, in which case, then it will.
It will do so.
Do you wish to do this?
Yes.
Okay. You hear a couple thumps, and then that trails off as the air goes away. And no one tears the door down, no anything. The airlock does cycle. You're able to open the exterior door, assuming you want to do that.
Yes.
Everything is as you left it. That little makeshift thing with the duct tape is looking good. That what's wrong with that? It was a great job. That was one of the best jobs you've ever seen. Still there.
Man, it's damn fine work, if I do say so myself.
Damn fine work. Who doesn't love a good piece of duct tape?
It's better duct tape than shooting, so.
Yeah.
Next time, the player characters take a day or two to kick back, relax, and formulate new plans. See you then.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.